So what we have to do is make sure, set a guard. Ty Tribbett said it like this: every thought deserves a bouncer. And so when you think about a bouncer, what do you think about? How many of y'all been to the club? Two people were truthful. Lord, forgive the rest of them, God. Now, I really didn't go because I just wasn't that kind of person. I really didn't go. I'm not tooting my horn because I really didn't go. I was a little nerd on the side. But I praise God. Amen. What happens at a bouncer? What do you see a bouncer doing? A bouncer gonna be the first thing you come in contact before you go into that club. And if you got something you shouldn't have, guess what that bouncer gonna do? He ain't gonna let you in. Get in there showing out. Guess what they're gonna do? They're gonna bounce you right on out. So in other words, every thought deserves a bouncer. So what that bouncer's job is to our thoughts is to, if the thought is wrong, then that thought has to be what? Bounced out or cast out. The Bible says cast down thoughts and imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bring it to captivity. Okay? A lot of times we try to think a certain thing, but that ain't enough. It's what we say as a result. It's what we say after that thought came. Or are we going to sit there and think on, we know, like I said earlier, we know enough to say, we know enough not to say, I'm not sick anymore, or I'm going to get sick. We know enough not to say, I'm going to come down with this, but we won't say, by his stripes I'm healed. We won't say, but he caused my health to spring forth speedily. We've been lazy concerning that. I'm telling you, just hearing it on Sunday and hearing it on Wednesday night, that's not enough. You got to open your mouth. That's how you're going to get to believe it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. It's going to go in the heart. You're going to hear it. It's going to come out your mouth. You're going to get it in your heart. And after a while, hey, that thing showed up. Sometimes we don't even know when it happened, but it happened. Because we were faithful with what we knew. And we didn't let our feelings tell us otherwise. You see what I'm saying? Hallelujah. So he answered that. He said, but those things which proceeded out of the mouth come from the heart. So you hear a person say, man, they go off and they all of a sudden they say, Quayla Pink Cell. I just use that as an example. But then they said, Quayla, I ain't mean that. They got mad at Quayla and then that's what they said. But then they said, Quayla, I ain't mean that. What you think? It was where? It was in the heart, because it came out the mouth. That the Bible ain't gonna tell you no story. So what we have to do is watch what we put in our heart. There are many ways to get things in our heart. There are eye gate, there are ear gate, and through our mouth gate. What we see. That's why Bishop talks about watching Matlock all the time. Only thing we're going to have to do there, we're going to have to find an up-to-date show so he can say, I don't even think Matlock come on anymore. All right, but we got to watch what we, oh, they got rerun. But we have to watch what we see, what we hear. That includes the negative people trying to tell us opposite of what God already said. Y'all understand that? That includes the negative people trying to talk to you and tell you, you can't do that. You can't be the CEO of that company. You can't do this. You can't do that. That's the same kind of thing, right? Don't refuse to allow it. Okay?